Blog Talk Radio.
Keep me together, say you keep me together, say the only thing you mean, keep me together, yeah, you keep me together, I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever, but you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together, I know I'm trying to keep it, so I gotta get shit together, I'm trying to keep shit together, trying to keep shit together, I'm trying to keep us together, trying to keep us forever, trying to keep somebody lifting me up. You the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I needing you most. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind. Always on my mind, yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you hear me going, got you going with me. We only going together. We gon' keep on passing on them together. Girl, I'm telling you, I I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever. But you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so I gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us forever. I keep the pieces together. I'm trying to tell you what's up. Trying to push up my luck. Man, I remember looking back at everything used to suck. Used to run all these races and nobody keeping up. If it's you and this is me, this is how we gonna keep it. It's just you, it's just me, baby, it's our little secret. It's just you, it's just me, you just gotta agree. Nobody like you, nobody like me is where we supposed to be. Keep me together, yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever. But you only gon' be if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so I gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Yeah.
Y'all really know what's
She like the finer things. You pressure, babe. You pressure. You pressure, babe. She's like a diamond ring. She like the finer things. She like the finer things. Foreign bitch, foreign when she ride. Damn, I love the way I feel inside. All she wanna do is go shot. I fuck with it cause she ain't toxic. And I know that shit. But she feeling on me like a fuck. And I love that shit. Foreign bitch, foreign when she ride. Damn, I love the way I feel inside. All she wanna do is go shot. You pressure, babe. And I love that shit. Fucking that bitch on the regular. She not a regular. I give her ride like the wrestler. I turn her on, it's electrical. She riding the dick with no hands like a Tesla. I'm never pressing her. When these niggas be texting her, I just be flexing and sexing her. Look at my wrist, I got time today. But sit down like my rolling face. I'm about to surf in that pussy, just watch how I ride the wave. You pressure, ooh girl, you just some pressure. Baby, you a trophy, should put you on a dresser. Super, thick, ooh you, lit. Stomach, flat, super, thick. You pressure like when I'm smoking. You the baddest bitch and you know it. You pressure, babe. She's like a diamond man. She like the finest things. She like the finest things. Foreign bitch, foreign when she ride. Damn, I love the way I feel inside. All she wanna do is go shot. Fuck with it cause she ain't toxic. And I know that shit. But she feelin' on me like a fuck. And I love that shit. Foreign bitch, foreign when she ride. Damn, I love the way I feel inside. All she wanna do is go shot. You pressure, babe. And I love that shit.
I'm pressure. Hop on that shit, get electric.
Yeah.
Ride on that shit like a Tesla,
yeah.
No hand.
Yeah.
Hope you can handle this pressure, baby. Five star, everything big. Balenciaga bag with the heels. Tail, I ain't never miss a meal. All this ass got a minute feel. Four seater, floor seater. Pressure, I ain't pressed over shit.
Yeah.
Two seater, foreign visa. I be overseas with the drip. Chanel frame sleeves on the hip. Pop shit, clean off the lip. Spiky little mama getting rich. Turn a straight nigga to sell. I'm pressure, baby. And you know you special, baby. I'm pressure like what he smoking on. I'm the baddest bitch, can't put me wrong. I'm pressure, baby. Drive him extra crazy.
And I love that shit.
Other bitches, yeah, he does that shit. Charlie, baby, I'm the one, that's it.
You pressure, babe. She's like a diamond man. She like the finer things. She like the finer things. Foreign bitch, foreign when she ride. Damn, I love the way I feel inside. All she wanna do is go shot. I fuck with it cause she ain't toxic. And I know that shit. But she's feeling on me like a fuck. And I love that shit. Foreign bitch, foreign when she ride. Damn, I love the way I feel inside. All she wanna do is go shot. You pressure, babe. And I love that shit. You pressure, babe. She's like a diamond man. She like the finer things. She like the finer things. Foreign bitch, foreign when she ride. Damn, I love the way I feel inside. All she wanna do is go shot. I fuck with it cause she ain't toxic. And I know that shit. But she feeling on me like a fuck. And I love that shit. She ride. Damn, I love the way I feel inside. All she wanna do is go shot. You pressure, babe. And I love that shit.
Yeah, you already know her name. Your boy Grace Ball back at you again. Another great show. It's the Hunger Less Experience podcast. I'm your host, as you know. I hope everyone have a great weekend. Man, you know what you're here. We give you the great unsung artist that either you heard or yet to hear. I got some people coming through tonight. I got a video coming through. As I said, man, I hope y'all have a good weekend. Y'all know the number, 563-999-3718. Again, 563-999-3718. 1-888-999-3718. You want to go live? Want to do the shout out? You know, hit me up. You know what I mean? We're here till what, 9:30? So you're going to do your thing. So, yeah, right now I'm going to bring in my man, my brother, another mother, Dio. What's going on, brother?
Yo, what's up, family? How you doing down that way? How you doing, fam?
I mean, I'm holding, man, waiting for the snow to hit. Rain your head,
yes,
but I'm waiting for it.
It's coming, man. I think we are every state supposed to be under, like, a frost advisory tonight, man. Even down to Florida, it's supposed to be cold tonight for everybody. So, yeah, man, about that time. It's about that time.
Man. So, you know, it's cold outside, but your sound is going to be hot tonight. So you got some great music lined up, you know what I mean?
Always.
What's
that going on down there? It's cold, man. You know it. Trying to get ready and strap up for the next storm system that comes through. We just got, like, probably about a good 10 inches of snow this last couple of days. So, man, it's like a clock, man. You wake up, dig out. Then the snow come down, you got to dig out again. It's like a big old circle, man. So, good waiting for this next one, trying to prepare for this next one.
So, I mean, like, the way of life out there is totally different than, you know, where you're from, right? Because it's like, you really have to prepare all winter. Even in the summer, you got to prepare for the winter, right?
Yeah, and you know, and whenever you get through, think you finished getting ready, yep, you got to get ready some more. It's the same thing, like a repeat cycle, man. You got the summer, you got the winter time, then you got when they tearing up the roads where you can do the roads, and then you got winter again. So, yeah, you got to be ready for this, man. You can't just come up here talking about you want to just stay here for a couple, you got to be ready.
So, I mean, like, at first, when you first got down there, like, what was your first, did you know it got like that down there, or is it a big surprise?
I didn't really think about it too much, because you think all the world the same thing, everything goes on around the world the same way, but no, I didn't really think about it till I got here, now then I seen the layout of the land. It's a culture shock, first of all. If you can get past the culture shock, then you can wiggle your way in. Then you got to get ready for that climate shock. Because, like I said, it's negative. It's going to be negative degrees all week. I think tomorrow will be like negative 12. We're going to be out high, something like that. So, yeah, it's something. You got to get used to it, I'll tell you that much. It ain't like everywhere.
Man, that's North Dakota. Yes,
yeah,
that's North Dakota.
North Dakota life, man. It's only a few that's going to experience it. I'll tell you that much.
Right. You turn this game off. Have your PS4 on in the background. Have to turn that off real quick. You know how you get in our game.
I already know, man.
I swear, man, I was telling to the Angelo, we had a conversation about, I say, a week ago, and I was saying that how much video games, you know, have saved people's lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, video games used to be for kids, but now a lot of adults, you know, they play games more than kids do, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, it's like video games and kids. This is a video game And nowadays, it's like, when you turn your video game, you turn your DVD or a movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the new flash, the new entertainment. You know, back then it was, you know, maybe TV, and before TV it was newspapers. You know, that's all it is just upgrading entertainment. Because, you know, you look at the newspaper and they don't have nothing to do with your state or your city in it, but, you know, continue to read it because it's entertainment. And for some, yeah, it will keep you out of trouble. But for others, you know, it was just that way of entertaining. It's something that you could do that if you couldn't do, at least you could do it on here. You know, you might not have been the best basketball player, but you can be the best on here. So, you know, it opens up all kind of different lanes when you bring things, new technology to the table. So,
yeah. That's definitely. What's your favorite game,
dude? Me, man, I'm a shoot 'em up, bang, bang kind of guy, man. I'm a sports head or, you know, Call of Duty. Maybe some Madden, some 2K, Grand Theft Auto, something like that. I'm not really too much into the fantasy play world. I'm into, like, it got to be more of something that's real, something that I can actually see around me on a daily basis, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't really get into all the crazy. It's some good games out there, but for me, you know what I mean, I got a certain one.
Right. Me, I'm saying, I was a basketball person. I love shooting up Bang Bang. I love fighting. GTA. That's about it. You know, I like to play games that's more like reality. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's me right there. They got to be something that kind of caters to me or cater to you. And whatever you're looking for in that virtual, in that world, it got to cater to you. So that's the whole thing on that. So if you like football, you won't have a tendency to play football a lot. You won't have too many of that. I don't mind anime, but, you know, a lot of my friends be on the anime thing. But like I said, you can make your own world.
Yeah. True. That's true. So look, man, y'all know the number 563-999-3-3. Oh, I'm buzzing tonight. I'm sorry.
It's 563-999-3718.
There you go. That's why he gets paid the big bucks. Oh, yeah, but let us on your mind. You want to talk, you know? It's put it up. That's all. It's the Humble Up Experience podcast, and we'll be right back after this.
Baby, you gon' be alright. Yeah. Yeah, Harlem gon' be alright. Yeah. Yeah, Mason gon' be alright. Yeah, Junior you gon' be alright.
You gonna be alright.
Yeah, you gon' be alright.
You gonna be alright.
Yeah, you gon' be alright.
You gonna be alright. You gonna be. You gonna be alright.
You try to take my life, I take your lights out. Yeah, we on the block, we in and out.
Yeah, we on the block, we in and out.
OG told me,
yeah, go ahead and do your thing by your lonely.
Right.
Don't sell your soul.
Yeah,
stack up and don't tell nobody.
That's right.
Move accordingly. Cause the eyes be watching, they on everybody.
That's right.
Move accordingly. Cause the eyes be watching, they on everybody.
Yeah, niggas gonna know. G from the new, king in the flesh. Run the round and go.
Yeah,
more
right.
Show, more money, more hoes.
Yeah, that's
more
right.
Mind. At 13, seen a nigga head blown.
Niggas seen it calling on the track.
Yeah, I be stuck and don't you try me, ho.
Yeah, nigga, I'm good wherever I go.
Yeah, everything'll be alright.
Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's going to be alright. If you think about it, every time you have problems as a kid, your parents or your guardians running around, you always told you, it's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. No matter what kind of hurt, or depression, or pain you feel, everyone's favorite word is it's gonna be alright. And you know, 9 out of 10 times, depending on the situation, it is alright.
Yeah. I see people sometimes had the same problems that they have yesterday, but they're stressed so much harder over today. For some reason. And then tomorrow have the same problem and it's stressing to certain levels. At the end of the day, yeah, it will be all right. You gotta just keep that positive mind.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Ain't no worries. If you can't fix it, man, it's pointless to worry about it, man. Give it your best and let it do what it do.
Especially right now, man, because I feel that. I don't know, you ain't catch the show last week. You get a chance to go back into the archives and catch last week's show. I had a great guest on. And I asked him a question, and I'm going to ask you the same. I asked him, in our day and time, do you feel we will ever have another Martin Luther King or Malcolm X? His answer was no. Not at that structure of type of man and people, Martin Luther King and Malcolm X was, he doesn't feel they ever had anything like that. What do you feel?
Man, to be real, I don't feel like he's going to be another one of them. It's like Jordan's, man. Everybody can't be Jordan, but everybody want to be like Jordan. You know what I mean? You can't compare Jordan to Kobe. You can't say Kobe ain't great because he ain't got as many as Jordan. Shaq ain't this big. Cause, you know what I mean? There's going to be a lot of people that come out in that form and probably speaking about the positivity in the same light that he was. But, you know, there'll be that for their era. There will be another one, but it'll be for their era, for that era and that time, whatever happens. Right now, all this stuff is going crazy and, you know, who knows who would be president next, and then, you know, how much genocide and how much unjust will be going on then, and then who will be the person to lead that. You know, it's going to be a different person. They got to get a moderate each situation each time, you know. So, yeah, I feel like there's going to be people like that, but not that caliber. It'll be a different caliber. Like I said, not saying that LeBron ain't great. It's just that it's another greatness. Like, there is no other Malcolm, no other Martin. Can't compare Martin to Malcolm. Can't compare Malcolm to Louis Farrakhan. Can't compare those people, but what they stood for the people that stand behind them, you're going to still have that equivalent same thing. You can have many people following, say, if it's Dr. Umar, somebody's going to have plenty of people following them. But once again, you're going to, it's going to leave the legacy is going to leave. They ain't going to be just like Martin Luther King, because you can't compare the first one to the last one, you know. So they say we had a million man march, and then we had another million man march. But it wasn't of that. It was a different era than for that. So,
where do you rate Farrakhan? Martin and
nothing else. Oh, see, he a fishy one. I put it like this. his teachings are the same. His methods of doing it is different. So trying to get everybody to come together, peace, you know, equality and all that good stuff, yeah, that's the point. But some of the stuff he say just it doesn't fit my belief system, you know what I mean? Because he'll say some smart things this week, and then next week he'll say some questionable things next week. So, you know, Lewis would be like one of the, once again, he'd be like the Ron Harper's. He'd be the Ron Harper. He's still in the basketball squad. He's still doing good things, but his following is doing. You know what I mean? So, yeah, he's one of them. He's the hard to read person. Mm-hmm. But it's no matter who tell it to you, the right is the right.
Yeah, I believe that too. I believe that you could get advice from a person, even though they may not be doing what they tell you you're supposed to do or you gotta do. But I feel that like a homeless man. A homeless man can give you some advice. But a lot of people don't see that. They really don't see that, you know? And I believe that even some pastors in the church, you know, they should be living how they want to live and doing what they want to do on Sunday. If they're telling me the word of God straight from the Bible, then that's what I'm here for. You need to judge. You shouldn't judge anybody. You know,
that's what I'm saying. You know, the truth don't matter. It don't matter who tell the truth. If it comes from a bamboo or a snake, the truth is the truth, and that's what some people got to get past of judging somebody because, like, I don't like him, but he's telling the truth, so I don't like him. I'd listen if I didn't like him. Like, it doesn't matter who's telling it to you. You're going to get it different than anybody else get it anyway. If I say all sinners will be forgiven, and you go into your mind and say, well, he said all sinners are going to be forgiven, but I'm putting my little twist on it. That's cool, but once again, it's the initial thought thing was that everybody could be forgiven. And if it's coming from, no matter if it's a horse or a baboon, if the truth is the truth, it doesn't matter as long as it's coming from somewhere.
Yeah. That's true. So what you think about as far as like right now, I heard on the podcast, a little podcast on the internet, that the reason why Kanye is doing what he's doing now is because he lost everything and he's trying to run back to the black people to support him. I'm looking up, you think it's true?
Man, honestly, man, I think me, he talked about this a while ago, you know, off air and off the record, but who really cares? Who cares what Kanye do? Well, I'll put it like this. They do strategic things, and we're not going to understand it. Like I said, he just had a whole conference, a whole dinner with Trump and one of the leaders of the KKK. Like, I mean, after a while, you just pick up that, okay, it's all publicity, it's all for stunts, it's all for, you know, shits and giggles and whatever. But, you know what I mean? If you're still trying to follow Kanye at this age in his life and at the age most people that are Kanye fans are, like, these new generations don't know who Kanye is or none of that. So it's like, you know what I mean? I think some of it just publicity, bro. I think a lot of it's publicity. I don't think none of it's real, to be real with you.
It should be all a movie, right?
Man, they in the back with the public streams, pulling them public streams. Like, I'll make them click on this. Make them click on that. Make them put money into this. Make them burn that. If they can make you buy something and then burn it after you spent your hard-earned money on it, they getting to you, bro. They winning. They doing what they supposed to be doing.
Yeah, that's true, man. That is true. It should be a big-ass movie.
But, they all right. Behind the door eat popcorn and theaters. It's like the football. What if football was really rigged and they were doing it like a storyline? I was just watching the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins game. That game was so good, but it seemed like a play, man. It seems like it was a good book, and it seemed like it was set up from the beginning to the end. It was good, and I'm like, man, maybe these games are being called some kind of way, man. I watched the Dallas game. Some of this stuff is seen too set up, and I know it's all about money. It's all about money. So when it comes to something like that, money's involved. Money's involved. And if money's not there,
yeah, you're right. We lost from B. Yeah, man, money's involved in anything. You know what I mean? So it's like, you gotta really pay attention, open your eyes. I heard somebody say before, believe half of the things you see. No. Believe half of the things you hear. Now, how do you know? Man, it's something, it's a rhythm someone told you. You believe half the things DJ, Jay, you there? Do you know that rhythm? Let me bring Jay in real quick. Yo, Jay, you there? So anyway, we just gave that. And we didn't do that. I'm not sure I know who that little was. I don't know it quite offhand. But just stay focused. Keep the eyes open. You know what I mean? Because we don't know what we're leading into. We don't know what's going to happen. We got to stay prayed up and keep the faith in God. You know what I mean? And that's the best thing, best way to go. Keep your faith in God, you know what I mean? And believe that, you know what I mean? That no matter what you go through, you are strong enough to go through it. You know? All right, man, look. We're going to get back to the music. So you know how we do on the Humble Earth Experience. We give you the best underground artists around the way. Right here, this is Mindset. And my boy Buzz, tell me.
Global mindset. It's the globe. We the world. The outside.
Oh, yeah. On a late night. Got my back right. On a late night. Got my back right. Ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing.
What I did, big bad hunting. Please don't ask where I'm from, no assumptions. Mindset is getting paid, that's from nothing. OT putting in work in a bucket. If your man's out of line, I'ma whoop him. Loyalty and trust like losing a hundred. Can't tell me nothing like Kanye, so hush it. Big bag, they big mad, I snatched it. Snacks out of touch it, talking mathematics. Guns automatic, be careful, I'm packing. Guns automatic, be careful, I'm packing.
On a late night, got my bad right.
ain't nobody gon' tell me nothing.
Yeah. They not tell me nothing. Nothing, nada. Hey, I like that song. I just thought, stay out of New York doing their thing. I hope my man be home. He will be home real soon. He in the halfway house right now. He coming home real soon. When he come home, man, you know it's going to be crazy on him. You heard? I'm doing music things for real, for real. Yo, let me see who you got. Let me see. You know, Dre Game J Sean real quick. Hold on, let me see. Yo, yo.
What's up, bro?
What's going on?
How
y'all
doing?
Okay.
I heard your guest say Miami Dolphins. That woke me up. you know that's my, I'm a diehard Miami Dolphins fan.
Yeah, he was saying how he felt like the game, something was crazy about that game because it was too perfect.
Yeah, he right. I've been feeling like that all year about this football season, this season. Particularly, this whole season been seeming like it been scripted. The whole season. It just been seeming like it been scripted. It's almost like he said, like it been like a movie or a book or something. People kept dropping passes, referees making funny calls. It just been, I don't know, it just, like the football season just been weird.
What ended up winning the game?
Huh?
What ended up winning the game?
Buffalo. Buffalo ended up winning in a field goal with like 2 seconds left. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, Buffalo won. But anyway,
right.
What's going on with you tonight?
I don't know, nothing, man. Just cooling out, you know. I stayed in.
I heard y'all talking about the weather. It's about the hawk is about to drop.
Yeah. Now you get the shovels out, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But you know, after summer come winter, so you know what I mean? Nothing we can do about it but prepare and be ready. That's all we can do.
I'm trying to tell some Andre Williams story. That's available on Amazon.com right now. So I don't got to be here in the winter. I can go to Florida in the winter. You know what I mean? Or California.
Living like a rich person. Living
all
like the... you'll be living like the rich people.
Always adjourn, Tony. Always adjourn. No, always here December 21st. And come back around March. March 30th or some shit.
Come back in March.
Yep.
You got it all mapped out.
Yep, I ain't got time for this, man.
You know what?
Huh? You're exploring Atlanta?
Not much.
Okay.
Nah. They don't see much of that there.
Yeah, they go to Atlanta.
Welcome to the guests.
Oh, the call got dropped. I'm waiting for the call back in.
Oh, his call got dropped.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
He was an artist.
Yeah. Oh, that was D'Angelo.
Oh, that was D'Angelo.
Yeah, friend of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you play one of his cuts?
Oh no. No, I don't have the cuts on here. I have to get from my email. I was going to get that, but I didn't have time before I locked into it.
Because you got one song you played tonight was the bomb.
Yeah, man. No,
I don't know which one it was.
Are you telling these artists, man? They got so much talent, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, showcase your talent, man, you know? This is a platform to get your music out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you've been saying it for the longest.
Everything got a gateway, and that's what I'm trying to be for y'all. I'm trying to be a gateway for y'all, you know, to showcase y'all talent. You know, like, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Now, look, we're going to jump into a song, and we're going to come back a little bit more with Jay Sean. He's going to talk to us about Friday night, what he got going on. So,
All right. All right.
Family over everything, nothing else mean a thing to me. And I'm prepared for whatever a nigga bring to me. Aunt B need a nigga, he going through some real shit. About to do a bid for a nigga he ain't still with. And that just goes to show you, you can't trust niggas no farther than you could throw them. That's why it's fuck niggas, should be happy that we finally made it. Knowing you, you probably hate it. Getting mine the same way Gotti played it. Niggas show me love, but sometimes I gotta wonder, is it really from they hearts or do these niggas feel obligated? Had a brush with death, my life flashed before me, but I can't die now, my ain't even get to know me. But thinking if I die, will these niggas really miss me? But when I go to pull it, all I see is low. Let's see niggas one play fine. Why would I have a problem with taking these niggas' lives when I try to take mine? Hold up, wait a second, all these pussy niggas flexing, they better stay out my way or somebody gon' need a medic. You better swallow your pride, it'll get you killed if you let it. A bullet's the only thing that I give a nigga on credit. I'm that same nigga from the project houses, nigga, when it really wasn't cool to be. Long as my niggas round me, if I make a million or I make a thousand, that's cool with me. Or you rapping ass niggas, y'all fool to me. Nigga really want a war, that's cool with me. But y'all get you stuck or I can get you touched. What's worth for your life for your jewelry? Nigga, fuck who you know and where you come from. Got 100 rounds drunk, cause a nigga want some motherfucker when it's crunch time. Bitch, I'm on the front line, do get a word, I eat a nigga like he lunchtime. R-E-S-P-E-C-T-M-E-O-U-G-I-E. Gotta tell a nigga I B-R-B, then you motherfucker right, it's B-Y-E. Nigga, when it's time to rock and roll, all my niggas squad up, we lock and load. I'm a showgun, but the gloves not for show. And if I gotta bring it out, I'ma pop the show. Niggas going stupid, so I go a little dumber. Stand up, nigga, never known I've been a runner. Somebody better tell the boy you fucking with a gunner, boy, you get your dance done like the crocodile.
The percentage of niggas
niggas making it out the hood is under 50. So a nigga got plans of killing me, he coming with me. My circle is full, but still it feels so empty. Cause putting your trust in niggas nowadays is so risky. And even though these niggas act all fishy, if I had it my way, the whole hood would eat with me. But the shit that fucks me up and even seems worse is they don't understand me and my niggas gotta eat first. I'm the hardest nigga out and the realest nigga in it. I ain't backing down, boy, anybody get it? Niggas stop playing, you ain't about that life. Real niggas, I know one out that life. Shit getting real again, a little more deeper. Sometimes wanna chill, wanna take a little breather. But you sleep and you die, so I sleep in the sky. Same place for your pants, same place where I leave you. This is my life, motherfucker, not yours. Couldn't walk a mile in my all black gloves. Dude, put your feet up, rock, put your hands up, ain't letting no touchdown, we score. This is my life, motherfucker, not yours. Couldn't walk a mile in my all black gloves. Dude, put your feet up, rock, put your hands up, ain't letting no touchdown, we score. Yeah.
Wrong. Yo, you heard what he said?
What?
You heard what he said?
Nah, what?
He said, you're not really about that life. Most niggas I know want out that life.
Yeah, that record was
you
hard.
You get that? You get
that? Yeah, that record was hard.
That's so true. Okay, niggas be trying so hard to be gangster, but the niggas that really gangster, they don't want to be gangster no more. But they have to. They ain't got a choice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a bit different from being in the street and having to be in the street. Yes, yes.
That
record
was
hard.
What up, man? Sorry about that, man. Technical difficulties. But we back. Big Jackson, how you doing over there, Big Randy?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, slow motion.
Randy,
slow motion.
Randy had hot dog because he heard you speaking about his team, Miami, so he had to come in here real quick.
I'm messing with Miami, man. I mess with them boys, man. I'm kind of salty they lost. But it was one of those. Like,
man,
that was
a tough loss.
Oh, yeah. That'll hurt. But you know what? It's a confident loss. It's a confidential loss, too, because one of those confident things because you're playing the best team and you're only losing by a point. You're playing the Super Bowl caliber team and you're only losing. That means you can't compete. That means you can compete. Some people can't even compete.
Yeah, they'll meet again in the playoffs.
Yeah, you blowing me out by 40 points. And then, yeah, see, I can't do all that. I'll take the one point loss and then, you know, readjust some things and then come see you again. Okay, I want my boy Tyreek to get him another one over there. Him and Waller,
boy,
they some beasts now.
Yeah, they is. They is.
Yeah, man.
He definitely is.
So, who you think he's going to hold it all the way out this year?
Who you think going to bring home
to Lombardi?
I don't know. It's looking up in the air, but I don't know. I still, Buffalo still got the best team to me.
Man.
Buffalo got a good, that quarterback is, he too cool, man. He remind me of Roger Staubach and Terry Bradshaw and them.
He got a different play. He a big boy and he can move. So, yeah, if you look at it on numbers on the board, they do got a better team, man.
I don't think Kansas City could beat Buffalo. Kansas City is something wrong with Kansas City this year.
They lost Tyreek. Tyreek gone. He's a big addition to wherever he's playing. You got a game plan for him. You can't just game plan to run and to throw. You got a game plan everything around that boy.
Yeah, that's true. So we have to have the meet up again in the playoffs. Miami and Buffalo will have to meet up again.
What about the Eagles?
I know they're gonna meet up in the playoffs again.
What are you thinking about the Eagles then?
The Eagles. I mean, I'll never follow stuff like that. Like the team to be the best during the season.
Yeah,
because it seemed like it always be the worst for them. Like you got a team like in the NBA, they might go like 120 wins and 40 losses, or 130 wins. And then they come in the NBA, they go to the playoffs and stuff like that, and then they get knocked off. I always felt funny about teams that do real good during the season.
And then do bad, yeah? It happens.
Philly's good, but I mean, I don't know. They got Philly is good, but I don't know. We'll see. I don't think nobody over there can really touch them on that side.
I think it's going to be close down to Buffalo, Eagles, Kansas City. Dallas is going to sneak their way in there.
It might be the Eagles and Buffalo in the Super Bowl, or Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Man, you got another six more weeks. Not even.
Three more weeks in the regular season. And then the playoffs.
About 6 weeks, about six more weeks, yeah. About that time. I think we got an extra game this year, so.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, we about four to five more weeks we're going to see.
Yeah.
That playoff picture is going to come out tonight, buddy.
But the season seemed like it's been scripted, though. Like
that's what I mean, man. It seems like it's just one of those Broadway plays sometimes, man. Carsten Wentz, man, he from up here. He played for North Dakota State. And they, man, before he came to the league, man, they were busting ass up here. But I'm talking about they had won championships back to back to back to back to back. I think they had won like 9 championships back to back, bro. 9. Carsten Wentz, I think he won like 5 of them. 4 of them, something like that. He won championships every. I said, man, wait till that boy get to the NFL. They were gonna draft him. Like, oh yeah, he going to the Eagles. I said, yeah, this boy gonna get hit the first time. And he gonna realize he in the NFL. You know, you get that welcome to the NFL hit. It may not be the week one, week two, but you gonna get it, that welcoming. And that boy did his thing. Up to my show. I think he went like 14-0. Then he got hurt. And Nick Foles came over and picked up the rest of the slack. And yeah, he did his thing that year. Came back the next year, that boy with bum sauce. I don't even know what he's doing. I think he's doing furniture commercials and stuff. Now I don't even know how that. They passing that boy around the league like a blunt, boy. He is the NFL thot right now, boy.
Like,
we need you over here in Carolina. I'm over here in Carolina. We need you over here in Houston. All right, I'm over here in Houston. All right, well, try the Browns. That boy, anyway, whatever they say, they need a water boy. He there. I don't know what he's doing. I ain't lying. Well, like I said, he was a beast in college. He was a beast. But see, like, knowing now, pretty sure, like, knowing now the shit that how the league is and now the college rules, I would have stayed in college. I would have stayed in college. If I knew the college players were going to start getting paid, I would stay my position in college. Because you already going beast mode. They're going to be paying you the top buck. Man, they doing money. Money is starting to transfer in the college game now, so it's going to be a way different picture. Money changes everything. Money will change your bitch if you let it, but money changes everything. Any situation, every moment, it changes it. And that's what's going to happen. These boys will start doing it, having to do the same thing. They're going to have to start signing these waivers to state that you can't tell what's going on in the league. And if you do, you got to sign that NDA off jump anyway. But you really going to be signing the NDA now because, like I said, you ain't never going to hear Hulk Hogan come out and say, you know what, brothers, wrestling's fake, brother. You're never going to hear him say it because it's in his clause that he can't say it.
No,
he can't say it.
That's out now. It's out now.
Well, it's still, I mean, it's out, but you're still not going to see nobody say, come out and say, yeah, wrestling fake.
Yeah.
That's like, even if we find out tomorrow, football was, you know, fake. Motherfuckers in the league ain't going to be like, hey, you know, football's fake. Nah, it's entertainment. That's what it's for, entertainment purposes. It's not made for you to go out there and bet your house, dog, kids on, and then lose everything and then kill your damn self. Nah, it's for entertainment purposes. So, if you don't, and you know, if you want to sit there and be like, oh, man, it ain't rigged, it ain't rigged, and then find out it is rigged, like, what name? Why nobody ever told me it's rigged? I'm like, well, it was players in the league telling you it was rigged for years. I remember when I think New England was playing Jacksonville, I think. And the cornerback said, the coach came in there and said, let Tom Brady win.
Yeah,
and he's like, what? Oh, man, they kicked him out of the league. He signed a NDA, non-disclosure agreement, that state that he won't talk about that stuff. That's why I was telling you one day about with the Jordan Poole and Andre Green situation. The Draymond Green situation. That stuff, when you sign them contracts, you sign it to be a model citizen. You represent the team, not you no more. You don't represent Michael Jordan as the individual. You represent Michael Jordan as the brand now. So you can't be out there slapping niggas, you know, just because you want to slap somebody or punching on somebody because they did something. They waiting for that. You signed that. If you signed that contract, nobody put a gun to your head and said, sign it. You signed it. And you're like, well, I didn't know they were going. They fine you for stuff that you do off the court, just the way they fine you for stuff that you do on the court. Look at Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel, first of all, he wasn't even supposed to be where he was at. This boy went somewhere. First of all, he was supposed to be at practice the next day. So he does practice. Got on a fucking airplane. I think he went to Vegas or somewhere. Then somebody seen him and took a picture. He wasn't supposed to be there, so he kind of made a disguise and went somewhere else. He didn't even show up the next day. But your actions off the field, off the court, still is the representation of the league. As LeBron James would go out here doing coke and pistol toe, man, the league, would, man, please. He won't have no money at the end of the day. His fines would be so ridiculous. He'd be playing for free. They do it like that, though, man. They do it. Everything's for entertainment purposes. They just want to get a click out of something now.
Speaking of entertainment, we're about to wind down. Have a great show tonight. Real quick, Jay Sean.
Yo,
you got 30 seconds to tell people about the Friday show.
Oh, Friday at 8 o'clock, on the same phone number, same-sex relationship, same-sex love, Friday. You know the number, 563-999-3718, same-sex love.
Shit, be careful. They banned my ass on TikTok. They banned my ass for 10 days because I said I don't feel kids should be pushed to be gay and things like that. But it is what it is. I'll see y'all next Monday. Make sure y'all tune in Friday night for Kicking It with Jay Sean podcast. And I love you. Be safe.
Love and peace.
Peace.
That's the older. Yeah, that's getting crazy, though, bro.
What?
That's getting crazy, though. I think everything that we have around us is all entertainment.
It is.
I don't think nothing's real. I think from sports to movies to it's movies and plays and TV, game shows, all that shit set up. Why can't sports be set up too?
Anything that got something to do with money is set up. Anything that got something to do with money is fake.
Yep.
Damn, this fucking team just pissed me off.
Alright, I ain't gonna hang up, but alright. You're gonna hang up, I'm gonna call you.
Alright.